Hello, this is One to Make All to See with a BelowTopSecret.com member podcast in reply to Willypalooza 2005. This goes out to Mr. William Onesack. Well, Willie, I chose to do my podcast from a remote location, well known by many, Fort Ritchie, more commonly referred to as Site R, and very well known as the Little Pentagon. Here locally, we refer to it as High Rock, and you'll understand that as you continue through the podcast. I want to remind all listeners there will also be a link in the podcast thread to the video taken this morning while creating this podcast. Without further ado, Willie, here's to you.
About three quarters of the way up the mountain, where they now have a closed-off gate. This was not here years ago as a kid growing up. As you can see, no hang gliding without permission of, and also a sign closing it after dawn till 8 a.m. Well, good. It's after 8 o'clock, and we're going to head up the mountain a little further. Reaching the summit of Site R, the Little Pentagon. I'll pause it now, and we'll come up a little more on the towards the top of the mountain. Here we are, which never was before. This was not a paved road years ago. It is now paved, and as you can clearly see, this is the top of the mountain entrance into Site R, the Little Pentagon. As I said, this was not like this years ago. The only thing that was here before was the two posts with the gate. Actually, at that time, it was a simple cable. That is no longer the case today. It is now a paved road, clear back to whatever is back there. I'm going to pause here for a second, get right back to you. Okay. Well, Mr. William Onesack, we're going to do a podcast shout-out to you from the top of the mountain, the summit of the mountain, containing the underground structure commonly known to, or referred to as Site R, or the Little Pentagon. What you can see in the frame now is the very huge rock abutment that just sticks out of the top of the mountain. This is what we commonly called, referred to here locally as High Rock. As I walk around, you'll get a little better idea of the size of this. We'll get to a point here you'll be able to see the actual stone structure that originally held an observation tower, which was torn down at some point. And in its place was constructed a wooden platform. Off this platform is a very favorite spot for hang gliders. Now the platform has, I believe, since been removed. But as you can see, there are some of the stone pylons and pilasters and whatnot that were the foundation structure for the observation tower that stood here years ago. We used to come up here as kids back in the late 70s, early 80s. It was a great place to come. Hang out, didn't have to worry about anything. No harassment, no one to bother you. And this place is, I wish you could really see it right now. The view from here is incredible. The weather's not helping much today. On a clear day, you can see four states. It was also called Four Corners. But as I say, it was a very good place, nice place to come to kids. We come up here and assist in several launches of hang gliders from this point. As I say, too bad we can't see it right now. But here we are. This is the top of the mountain. And right back that road is, as I said earlier and showed you the signs, is the top entrance to the underground complex referred to and known as Site R, the Little Pentagon. As I said, we were never really harassed up here in any way. I know in years later, people spoke of course, the kids started trashing it. And anytime you do that, you ruin a good thing for everybody. But there were several occasions up here. We were doing our thing, 6-8 carloads of people, some we didn't know, some we did. And the way the road is coming up here, there were long, twisty turns, and you could hear the cars coming ahead of time. On several occasions there were convoys, escorts, whatever, Willie's Jeep followed by the old big black Suburbans, blacked out, two long stretch limousines another Suburban, tailed up and followed by another MP Jeep. At that time, there was no gate back there, just a cable, dirt road. They stopped, the Jeep unlocked the cable, all six vehicles proceeded in, last Jeep stopping, putting the cable back, and we were there for several hours afterwards, and they never came back out. What's back there? Obviously, an entrance to the underground structure. I would assume some sort of elevator shaft going down into it. But this is the top of the mountain, Site R. As you can see, commonly referred to as the High Rock Hang Gliding Site. Back in the day, there was just a great place to come, hang out as kids. We often joked and fascinated ourselves with being up on top here of the mountain, and we're kicking back, having a few beers, and somewhere down underneath all this is who? The president, the vice president, whoever. And we'd oftentimes stomp our feet on the rocks and whatnot, jokingly, hey, wake up down there. But on the one day that, as I said, with those the procession on the one occasion, a buddy of mine and I had a few beers after that, and we got our little round fuzzy things, big enough, some call cojones, to venture past that cabled off. At that point, just a cable is all it was. We got about 150 yards back, just around the bend where we couldn't see back out to the cars and whatnot. And of course, we couldn't see back, and in fear of our so-called friends up and leaving us, we decided to get out of there. But we often wondered, you know, how far back does it go and what's back there at the end? But at the same time, as kids at that time, as bold, confident, and 10 feet tall and bulletproof as we were, we weren't that bold or that confident to see it through to the end. I guess more so in fear of the phone call to Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so, come pick up your kid, they're at the brig at Fort Ritchie. As I said earlier, the base, Fort Ritchie, has been closed for years, and the property at the bottom of the mountain where the guarded entrance used to be is now owned by, I believe it's the American Masons Institute or Union, and that's the facility for training their apprentices. I'm not going to venture back this road anymore at this point. As I said, you can see the two yellow poles with the swing gate. That was not there. The pole here, slightly more to the right, closer, is the only thing that was there. Two metal poles with a cable that was strewn between them, and that was it. This was not a paved road. It is now, obviously. Let's say it always fascinated us to come here. It was a great place to come and hang out, that we lived so close to this mysterious place. It wasn't anything like Area 51. There's no secrecy about it. It's well known. There's an underground complex and referred to as the Little Pentagon. So there you go, Mr. William Onesack. We're going to do a podcast shout-out to the Onesack in hopes of a speedy recovery and a complete recovery. And we're doing it and giving you the shout-out, Mr. Onesack, from the top of the mountain, on top of the world, on top of the Little Pentagon. And as I said, I'm not going to venture past this gate. The DOD signs, the restricted areas, and I'm sure to get much further back, you would be quickly escorted out. And I have no interest in that at this point. I just simply wanted to give you a conspiratorial podcast shout-out to the Mr. William Onesack. And on that note, I guess we'll leave with those famous signs that everyone loves to see and wants to go past. Enjoy, Willie. Get well soon. Get back on the boards. We miss you. And no, I'm not going past this gate. There may be some that say, oh, he has no cojones. Well, had I known now, or then I should say what we know now, at 17 being underage, we probably could have got away with a lot more. Now, grown, family, kids, there's no way I'm going past that gate. So again, Mr. William Onesack, get well, be strong, and get back on the boards. This is one to make all to see. saying peace out, and see you soon, Mr. One Sec. And I hope you just caught that. Just as I was walking back here to my car to get in, up comes solid black vehicle. Obviously no markings whatsoever, antennas all over. Two gentlemen inside. Yes, I'm a little nerved up here at the moment. I was just stepping out back in towards my vehicle, obviously headed back from their gate. They slowed, hesitated. Of course, I was keeping my camera slightly out of sight, out of mind, acting like I was just looking up at the rocks. Damn, I really wish I hadn't turned that off at that moment. Would have been a perfect opportunity to catch that coming around the turn. I could hear them coming for a little bit, and I kind of hastened my walk back to the vehicle, not knowing if they were coming out or coming up the mountain. As it turns out, they were coming up the mountain. Single vehicle, typical Lincoln or LTD type style, new model, all black, black windows, nothing else. I hope those first few frames caught it making that turn past the gate. Damn, I wish I could have got that. Not that it means anything, it just shows the activity. If I stick around long enough, I'm sure there'll be another. But I don't know that I'm going to. That really bugs me. That would have been a perfect opportunity right there. If nothing else, just to, you know, the unmarked vehicles passing through the gate and whatnot. Would have really been the perfect ending for your podcast, Willie. Either way, get well.
Well, there you go, Willie. Podcast shout out from the top of the mountain, which contains the underground structure, commonly known as Site R, the Little Pentagon. I do have to mention, while I did curse myself for turning the camera off at that point, I was kind of stuck out in the middle of nowhere. I was nowhere near the high rock structure. I was obviously heading back from the entrance as they came around the turn. And I mentioned my dismay at turning the camera off, but I do have to wonder and question myself as to whether I would have been bold enough to hold the camera up and blatantly film them as they came by. You have to understand, this is a rather remote, isolated area, and on this particular day it was very overcast, so pretty much rules out my reason for being there being sightseeing, bird watching, and most certainly there were no hang gliders in the area, which would leave one final conclusion: what in the heck is this guy doing here, first, and secondly, what is he filming? And as I said, I was kind of stuck out in the middle. I couldn't walk any faster without looking more suspicious, virtually running away from the entrance with a camera in my hand. Yes, I was rather nerved up. Most people would refer to it as entering the pucker zone, and I can assure you it was quite a pucker zone at that moment. I did manage to turn and get the camera back on. I attempted to catch the tail end of the vehicle as it was rounding the turn as it passed through the gate. Looking back at the video, I don't believe it actually caught anything. But I was rather nervous there as well, waiting to see the brake lights go on and the reverse lights come on, and I would have really been in need of new britches at that point, or at least clean ones. So it was rather exciting, rather anxious moment there. As I stood, I could hear the vehicle coming. As I said, I didn't know if it was coming out or up the mountain and going in. It turned out it was coming up. But I was in a position where I was not even halfway between the high rock structure and the gate. I was coming more so from the gate, and it was rather apparent and obvious. Holding the camera, and if I had held it up and actually filmed them, I'm sure there would have been a stop and question period, and I certainly didn't want that to come to fruition there. The last thing I need at that point would be, well, there's overcast skies, you're not sightseeing, you're not watching birds fly, and there's definitely new hang gliders here, and you were leaving or exiting the entrance. May we ask why, and also, what is the camera, and what are you filming? It made for a rather exciting morning, actually. But anyway, with all that being said, Willie, get better. We miss you, love you, and look forward to your return to the boards and good health. One to make all to see. signing off.